You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, it's Text Roulette, your chance to ask any question that you want. Maybe it's a relationship question, a neighbor situation.
Maybe you're wondering, should I buy this item? Whatever your questions are, send it in anonymously to us. And we're going to throw it out there on the radio. We'll give our best answer. We're always looking for you to give your experience and your life advice. It is the magic eight ball of radio. Yep, just throw it out there.
Shake it up, throw it out there. We spin the roulette wheel because we get so many text messages. We got to spin the wheel and find out what number we are going to land on. So let us get this wheel all spun up and we
will do it. Let's
hopefully
do it.
Land on one. There we go.
20.
Hey, 20. All right, good. And I can just go two pages here. Click and click. Okay, here we go.
Give us something good.
Top one here, number 20, on this page anyway, because, again, we get like 10 text messages per page. Do you rinse your plates before putting them in the dishwasher?
Oh, this sounds like a debate someone might be having in their household right now.
You never know. Do you rinse your plates before putting them in the dishwasher? If you have an answer, you can go ahead and text it in. 414-432-1099. That's the Siding Unlimited text line.
You all with these questions. We've had, hey, I'm dating two guys. Do I have to choose one? And now, big hard question here.
Huge!
Do you rinse off your dishes before you put them in the dishwasher?
Maybe this was one of those arguments at home.
Yes.
Like, you know what? I'm taking this to the radio and we're going to prove you wrong or prove me right or whatever.
So in our house, we will rinse them off slightly, but we are always on our son, Brayson, because he will turn on the sprayer on full blast. Mm-hmm. He's 6'5", and hold the plate at chest level and then spray it, which means that it bounces off the plate.
It's everywhere.
And it gets everywhere. And so we constantly tell him, if you're rinsing it off, you don't have to be that aggressive. It's not like we've made the cheese dig into the plate. Like, it's fine. You don't even have to use a sprayer.
Yeah.
We have to constantly tell him, put your plate in the sink and spray it down
like
there.
Down a little bit lower.
I mean, this is a constant battle in the house. He is such a smart guy. He's very, very smart. But something like that, he doesn't always think.
What's up with you, kid?
It's like, and then you know, he rinses it off, which is great, but doesn't think to wipe off everything else. The blinds, the white blinds that are there.
Everything gets splattered.
Everything on the counter.
Yeah.
And then I thought I heard somewhere that if you don't have anything on the plate when you rinse it off, the soap doesn't work as well. So you need to make sure there's something there for the soap to break down to really get the bubbles going.
So that is what my sister has told my mother.
You don't even have a dishwasher radar.
I don't have a dishwasher, but I had one in my apartment before we bought our house. My mother, however, has never had a dishwasher, and now she has one in her independent living apartment in Muskego. And so what she does is she will almost like wash the plate and then put it in the dishwasher. And I'm like, Mom, you don't do that. You have the soap with the scrubbing bubbles that does that. And my sister says the same thing. She's like, yeah, and look at you have this high-functioning dishwasher that you don't have to wash this off. It comes off. No, I'm going to wash it. And I go, well, then why even use the dishwasher? Well, because I want to get the germs off. But you just pretty much just wash your dishes.
Well, that,
why are you doing that? Just put them in. It's made to do this. The soap is made to do this. Just go ahead. Put the dishes in the dishwasher. What are you doing here?
Well, we rinse off.
You're
telling your mom not to.
No, I know. I just tell my mom. No, it's fine.
But then the food sometimes can get all gunked up in the drain. That's why it's good to rinse some of it off.
Yeah, but there's like a little catcher that she
empties. And I'm sorry, peanut butter on butter knives does not come out.
No, you pretty much have to wipe those off. And that's my mom's thing. She wipes them off and she almost uses soap. And I go, well, then you can just put that back in the drawer. What are you doing? What are we doing here?
So these are our best answers for the mixed listener that texted this in this morning about whether or not you rinse off your plates before putting them in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Take us into your kitchen. What do you do in your life? 414-432-1099. Call or text now.
Elizabeth and I gave our answers. I'm telling my mom, who's independent living right now in Muskego. And I'm like, you have a dishwasher for the first time in your life. Just put the dishes in the dishwasher. That's what it's for. It's one of those high energy ones. It's supposed to do a great job. And she's like, no, I clean them off. She almost uses soap on them. And I'm like, why are you even putting these in the dishwasher anymore, mother?
And dish soap and dishwasher soap don't always work well together.
No, so they
you
don't.
You want to make sure you don't do that. This question is so funny because it really is a dumb debate of what's the right way to do it. And everyone has their own method. And here is a text message that we received at the Siding Unlimited text line that said, yes, if there's lots of guck, love the spelling, on the plates, yes, I'll rinse off with hot water. I don't think it's completely necessary, though.
Okay.
Now, thank you to the texter that also sent in a message agreeing with me that peanut butter does not come off of the butter knives. So many times, the boys will make peanut butter sandwiches. There's a big chunk of peanut butter still on there. They put it in the dishwasher. So there's got to be a happy medium.
Yeah.
You need to take some of that off. We don't want to rinse it off all the way. Well, I did go to the internet.
Oh, you did?
Because what is the right way?
The answer is
no.
What?
You genuinely do not need to rinse off dishes before putting them in the dishwasher. Modern dishwashers.
Thank you. Yes.
Are designed to clean dirty dishes effectively without pre-rinsing. But if you have a big chunk of food on there, like I think about if you microwave day-old pizza, that cheese can get so rock hard on there. And honestly,
sticks.
Speaking of that, avocado
like
turns
what?
To concrete. If it's not
Yum.
Instantly Yum. Rinsed off of whatever dish or Ew. Utensil that you use. Trust me on this. It is, what is avocado made on? That stuff just turns to rock hard concrete.
It's a vegetable, is it not?
It's crazy.
Wow.
No, isn't it a fruit? Because it has a seed.
Or it's a fruit and it's got oils and fatty stuff. Maybe it's the natural fats that are there
so,
that solidify on your plate.
They're saying you don't need to do it.
Don't need to do it. See, Mom?
Peanut butter, avocado, definitely.
Get
definitely
that off
do
of
it.
There.